decided to write what I wanted to write, how I wanted to write. And then, inshallah, if I wrote well, the people who would want to work with me would come to me. That was my strategy. I had graduated. So the play, we premiered it. I thought, okay, things will open up. Nothing opened up. I'm 25 now. I'm in law school. My parents are still out of jail. They have appealed the case. There's still a sword hanging down on our neck because if they lose the appeal, they go to jail, right? So that was my life throughout my 20s. I was stuck. One foot stuck in concrete, one foot like reaching for the stars. And at any moment, my parents could have lost their appeal and been whisked to jail. And I'd have to come back and clean up the crap. That was my entire 20s up to the age of like 31. Okay? So the play is a success. Locally, nothing takes off nationally because I have these absurd conversations with producers who are like, you know, we really love the play, but you need to make it more mainstream. You should make Ted Danson be the father. And I'm like, what? Salman, the Pakistani father? He goes, yeah, Ted Danson could play the role. People like Ted Danson. And I was like a boss. I laughed and the guy wasn't laughing. I'm like, this is crazy. So I graduate law school and I graduate law school like in 2007. And I'm like, maybe, finally 6 years after this chaos of my parents and poverty, maybe inshallah I can remake my life. Finally, now is the time. And my parents are still on appealing their case to get. Great recession happens. I end up back in my home, getting my mom tomato and mirch for biryani, completely broke. And every day I wake up and I find $5 in my wallet. And my father said, Beta, no man should be without $5. And like I'm sitting there and on Monster and Craigslist, like just hours a day cranking out resumes, like for 6 months. My professors like me. They're like, this is really weird. You should have gotten a job. I get interviews. It's like, it's just wild. Like, I can't get anything. And I'm like, what's wrong? What's happening? Like, why? I felt like it was almost like a curse, right? So I'm going pagal at home. And I decide, because I was going stir crazy, because you can't just sit there all day and just freaking do resumes, right? I decided to write a piece. This was 2007. And, you know, Blackwater and Iraq and private military firms were in the news. This is a deep cut for those of you guys who remember. And I'm like, oh, in law school, I wrote a paper on this. So I transformed that paper into an essay, like a 3-page essay. I got it submitted on Counterpunch. They published it and they said, this is really good. You can send us anything you want. And so within 6 months, I wrote so much. I interviewed so many people that people started calling me a social media journalist. And I got invited to Berkeley to teach other journalists about social media. This was a time where people were like, what's the blog? What is the Facebook? And so the hilarious thing was, I'm like, wait, I'm a social media journalist? And like, you are. I'm like, I am. Yes. And they're like, would you like an honorarium? I'm like, what's that? I'm like, your fee. What's your fee? I'm like, how much are you offering? And they're like, $500. I'm like, yes. So literally, I fell into it. But the kind of mindset that I had was, I'm stuck. I'm broke. No one's paying me. So I will write what I want to write, how I want to write, and I'll write prolifically and I'll do quality work at a prolific rate. I'll outwork everyone. And inshallah, somehow the right people will come to me, right? And I will do all these things I want to do, the play, law, writing. And eventually all these streams will converge into a powerful current. And if I'm alive, that'll make my career. So, you know, I'm 27 now. I'm about to turn 28, and like any young man, I think I'm going to die by the age of 30. And I think, you know, I'm like premature midlife crisis. And I'm like, I've done nothing with my life. And so plus my parents might go to jail. So I had this accelerated clock that most people don't have, that I thought my life would end in many ways, literally and figuratively, by 30, 31, 32. I didn't see beyond 35. I thought I would die, which just sounds crazy, but I thought like, I just had this feeling I would die. Like my heart would give up or something would happen. I talk about it in the book. So I'm like, I have to do everything now. And I've lost everything. The checklist has blown up. I don't care because I already see him as a criminal. And in a strange way, I can tell you this, is that the failure gave me a liberation. Does that make sense? And it's pretty amazing that when I was in the Bay Area, I used to go to these city arts lectures in San Francisco. And I remember I used to, you know, how life works sometimes and how I'm just so grateful. And I really am. I'm just very lucky and very grateful. You can, you know, what they said is what are the two keys of heaven? They said those who have sabr and those who have sugar. I don't know if I have sabr or sugar, but I used to go to these city arts events, where these writers used to talk to all these thinkers and writers and, you know, in this big hall. And I thought, you know, maybe when I'm young, maybe one day, maybe I don't know. And so lo and behold, here I am in conversation with Dave Eggers for my book. Isn't that wild?
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. So tell us really quickly the name of your new book, where people can buy.
Go back to where you came from. And other recommendations on how to become American coming out January 25th. It's getting really good reviews. The people who have read it have really liked it. I'm very lucky and grateful for it. I think you'll enjoy it. If you're in the Bay Area, you will recognize a lot of our stories.